There are a variety of factors that impact the time entered by the employee. Let's start with exempt and non-exempt and why this is important to understand when approving time. Exempt employees and non-exempt employees are different based on their ability to receive overtime for over 40 hours worked. Because exempt employees do not receive overtime, they do not have the ability to enter overtime codes on their timesheet. They can and should, however, enter the actual hours worked. Non-exempt employees are also required to enter the times they worked. When they work over 40 hours, they receive overtime for the hours over 40 worked. They may also be eligible for shift, on-call, and essential pay. Because of the additional labor cost, you must approve overtime prior to the employee performing the work. When you approve overtime, you need to keep a record of it and compare it to the employee's timesheet. Additionally, some non-exempt employees are eligible for shift differential and on-call pay and are considered essential. It is important for you to know which employees are eligible for these because overtime may result and impact your budget.